let's go to the fair. We'll walk hand in hand through Tomorrowland, honey, you and me. I wanna see everything, do everything while we're viewing it all.
Welcoming back to the Sonoma County Fair, Steve Garner along with Pat Kerrigan and Elvis Take Me to the Fair. We have our judges all ready for hour number two, or as I like to call them, our pack of hungry jackals, to taste some of this fantastic food. And it was great. We had a five-minute break. We're back, and we're tasting the best creative creations, category number two. We have 12 new, never-before-tasted fair foods to judge on this expanded Good Food Hour. And we're welcoming back Erica Quintero, and she's bringing us a queso fresco bowl. Describe this for us.
It's huge. We fry a flour tortilla, and then we add rice, beans, your choice of meat, pico de gallo, guacamole, and queso fresco.
So you've never brought this to the fair before?
No, this is our first time ever doing it.
So you have a special mold for these tortilla shells?
Yep.
And these aren't, how many tortillas go into making one of these?
It's just one tortilla.
What?
It looks like 37 tortillas right here.
You know, that tortilla is the size of my face, and for people on radio here, I have a gigantic face. This is incredible.
That's old moon face. It is remarkable. It really is one flour tortilla, huh?
Yeah, one 12-inch flour tortilla.
Gee, it's just remarkable. And one is, what kind of cut of beef is it?
We have four options that you can choose from. You can do, here we have the carne asada, the shredded steak meat.
Carne asada.
And then you can do grilled chicken, al pastor, or carnitas.
Yeah, four different ones we can have. Mm-hmm. Honest to heavens, you can either go to the gym or lift this five times. Because I'm not kidding you. No,
it's like a heavy net test.
This is a good 3 pounds plus.
That's exactly how much I've gained in the last hour. Three pounds.
Really, a family of four could dine on this.
Beautiful. The pico de gallo in this is fantastic. Yep. It's really fantastic. And the guacamole, very good. And what about the seasonings for the meat? Because it's good.
Some salt, pepper, garlic salt, a little bit of taco seasoning, and lots of love.
But you know, what I think is really important to balance this out is the moderating, cooling effect of the queso fresco.
Yes.
That's really important because it would be too spicy, I think, without that. So this is a Mexican cheese you can buy at most good Mexican markets.
Yes.
Very mild and flavorful. Beautiful.
And the lime is very good on every part of this.
Oh, that meat, the what you marinated it in, is delicious. Do you put a little lime in there to marinate?
Yes, we add a little lime to it.
Oh, I love that. I love that spice.
Yep. Carne asada is fabulous.
We haven't heard from you, Taylor.
Probably the closest thing you're going to get to a salad at the fair.
Oh.
This is making me feel not as guilty right now.
Minus the shell, this is healthy.
Uh-huh. Well, look, it's got your fruit, your vegetable, your protein.
Complete meal.
It's got everything.
I'm sorry, did you guys say something?
And after you finish this, it can be repurposed as a sun hat.
Exactly.
As you walk around the fair, if you forget your cap, don't spend $15 on a cap. Just put this over your head.
No, and then when the sun goes down, you eat your cap.
Just put a few napkins in the bottom. The kids could decorate it with crayons on the side. There's magic markers. There's a lot of possibilities. See, I'm very crafty, you can tell. I like to repurpose food items so they can be utilized again. Well, these are just wonderful, and they're called the queso fresco bowl, and you have your choice of proteins. Four different proteins, and it will take you through the next 48 to 72 hours if you try one of these. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Another wonderful dish from Erica Quintero of JLQ Concessions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I need to cancel my brunch plans for tomorrow.
You know, Steve, tomorrow we have this cattle drive, and I was planning on riding a wagon. I think I'm going to have to walk from downtown Santa Rosa
to the fairgrounds
just to burn off this one.
What time does the cattle drive get underway?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. is when we release the cattle. 8:30 is when we have our pancake breakfast. Everybody come down. It's going to be fabulous.
Did you see, by the way, the news coverage last night of the cattle drive at the Colorado Springs Fair?
No. Was it exciting?
They did something very different there, like you're doing, but very different for a downtown area. Well, honey, one of those steers had a mind of his own.
Oh.
And he wanted to go into one of the local businesses.
Was it a China shop?
And it was not a China shop. Good one, though. Good one.
Okay, I know you're going to do the jokes, but still.
No. Listen, I'm freely
Johnny Carson.
Lay this down in front of you. Everybody's fine. They were able to corral that particular steer, but it was an adventurous time. for the cattle drive in Colorado Springs.
Well, we certainly don't want that to happen. You know, it might pick up, might jump into ER Sawyer's, pick up a couple diamonds, but yeah, other than that, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine. Well, plus, we've been wondering what to do with that La Vera spot downtown anyway. Maybe a cattle barn be good.
A perfect spot to take a pause as we move forward on our tasting. We have completed the best creative creation category, and now we move to the best new sweet treat at this year's 2000. Oh, everyone's applauding. Everyone's ready for dessert. We're live at the Kitty Fun Stage behind the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers. It's the first ever annual Foodie Fight. We're delighted to bring you all the action live on the Good Food Hour. This is KSRO.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Tom. My staff and I are dedicated to improving our patients' self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology and education in a warm, safe, and secure environment.
Dr. Tom knows that men want to look good and feel better about themselves too. He strives to offer services with men in mind as well. One of those treatments is Kybella. It's the first and only FDA-approved injectable treatment to improve the appearance of moderate to severe fat beneath the chin by physically destroying the fat cells. It's kind of like injectable liposuction. It can give men back their strong, defined jawline and tighten the skin with minimal downtime. Done without anesthesia, just ice, you can carry on with your daily activities afterwards. To schedule a complimentary consultation, call 707-542-VEIN.
Look younger by Monday.
Visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road for Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. You know, when you're looking to buy a luxury vehicle, it should be an extraordinary experience. That's what they strive for at Smothers. How are they doing? Well, here are some more reviews customers have shared about their experience. John in Santa Rosa wrote,
"This is a first-class business. How refreshing to be treated with utmost respect and courtesy."
Jill from Napa said,
"This was the easiest car buying experience I've ever had. Professional, respectful, polite, and absolutely no pressure."
And they received this review from Petaluma.
"The experience was quick, simple, and mutually rewarding."
You know, when you treat your customers respectfully, it's easy to inspire positive reviews. If you're looking for a sport or luxury vehicle, spend some time at Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa and Smothers European Volvo Cars, side by side on the Corbiato Row. Smothers, a family-owned business since 1982.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind.
Welcome back to the KSRO Good Food Hour. This is the Foodie Fight. It's the first annual food competition between concessionaires at the 2019 Sonoma County Fair. We're
judging. Not sure I could tumble right now.
Tumble?
The tumbling tumbleweeds. I don't think I could tumble.
Well, no, they're going to ride me at the rodeo this tonight if I keep on going.
Well, she's got a rumble in her tummy, but I'm not sure if she's ready to tumble. Steve Garner along with Pat Kerrigan, TJ Lowe, and Taylor Thorne judging the new entries, and we've worked our way into the best sweet treat. The Sonoma County Fair is open 11 to 11 throughout the entire run of the fair. There's so much to do. Just pick up a program when you come to the fair and enjoy. So our first entry is Caribbean hot chocolate. You might have guessed it is Pierre Salomon from Ghirardelli's Caribbean Pizzas. So tell us how you came up with this.
Well, I'm going to try publicly to steal the credit.
Oh, good. We believe in that, Pierre.
All right. Because that was done by my two girls, Rachel and Cass.
Wow.
They created it. this is okay. We've been having it at home for a long, long time. And this is, we have to offer this to people. Mm. So basically, this is from the cocoa tree in Haiti to the cups that you're drinking right now. It's pure chocolate with some good Caribbean spices on it.
There's no questioning. It is not false advertising to say that this is hot chocolate.
It is hot. Yeah. Yes, and tasty. Let's see what you're going
to
say.
So it has very complex spices, similar to chai, if you like chai lattes and those type of spices.
Yes, sir.
So maybe cardamom and nutmeg and things like this, possibly.
Yes, we kind of crush them. We got those little blenders. Mm-hmm. You know, you just put everything together, and then we filter it, put it in the blend, and then put it with the milk and the chocolate, and then put it to a sieve, and everything come out.
Caribbean hot chocolate.
Yes. So, Taylor, what do you think?
Well, the first thing I did was smell it, and the smell's phenomenal. And I couldn't pick up all the spices you mentioned, but now you say them, I definitely smell some of that.
That's why he's the good food hour guy.
Right. Yeah. I quite enjoy it. Not super chocolatey. I was expecting a chocolate bomb. I wouldn't say it is, but I like it a lot.
It's really refreshing, and I have to tell you, at first I thought, oh no, a hot drink, it's the middle of summer, I'll probably pass on this, but I have to tell you, this is so refreshing.
Thank you.
It's really, and I can see it iced also. You could do an iced version of it, too.
You know what? We build that at home.
Well, and it's nice because it doesn't leave that sugary, that really, you get that in your mouth where it's just too much coating. This is perfectly light. It's almost like a cross between those Persian teas and a traditional hot chocolate.
We try to use 2% milk.
It's super fragrant, like you said.
Oh, I feel better about it now. I've got the 2% milk going. The rest of the day, no longer a blow-off.
Yeah, it would have been, I mean, you added 4% milk, there goes your diet.
Yeah, exactly. With the 2%, I'm good to go.
Do you do other chocolate drinks, or is this the one on the menu?
This is the very first time. As I'm saying, that I'm stealing the credit.
Well, it's a bold move, and it is. Yeah. It's a really exciting
move. Making it or stealing the credit?
Both.
But we know your lovely wife, so we know that's where it really came from.
But there's one thing about stealing the credit, and you didn't do that. You acknowledged where the inspiration came.
Exactly.
That shows a real professional.
Thank you, sir.
So there we have Pierre Solomon's entry.
Thank you, Pierre.
Caribbean hot chocolate, and it's not just marketing. This really transports you to the Caribbean from Berardelli Caribbean Pizzas.
Like the little guy used to say, welcome to the island.
We like that.
I have nothing to add to that because that's a beautiful way to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll taste some more new things at the fair. The best sweet treats continue on the first annual. I know it's going to be an annual event.
Yep.
Foodie Fight. You can enjoy all the entertainment underneath the kiddie stage. The white tent is filled with aromatic aromas of wonderful fair food. This is KSRO.
Azure Acres accepted me without judgment. They loved me when I could not love myself. I was completely powerless over my addiction and spiritually broken. They told me things I needed to hear in order to move forward in my recovery. They offered practical and realistic solutions to my addiction. The aftercare and alumni events allowed me to socialize with like-minded people. I don't feel alone anymore. I'm feeling hopeful. I am now the father and husband that I need to be. I have 10 months clean today, and I'm just so grateful to be part of the Azure Acres family.
Our alumni say it all. Join us in celebrating our 60th anniversary at Azure Acres on August 31st in beautiful, serene Sebastopol. Learn more about Azure Acres and mingle with the staff and alumni. Go to azureacres.com today or call 877-978-3280. That's azureacres.com or call 877-978-3280. Help us celebrate 60 years of success in drug and alcohol treatment on August 31st.
Are you so done with dieting each and every year? Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Santa Rosa Tuesday, August 13th.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I have lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Tuesday, August 13th at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Come find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. Seating is limited, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.
Broadcasting live at the Sonoma County Fair with a lot of wonderful folks tasting some great food at the fair. This is the first ever Foodie Frenzy tasting. Steve Garner along with Pat Kerrigan, KSRO's Monday through Friday gal.
And TJ Lowe and is TJ one of our guests, yes. And he is just, he's a double-fisted guy now.
Oh,
now
that we're, those are Mickey ears on me now.
You know, yeah.
And Taylor Thorne also sitting in and joining us, who's been consuming fair food since he actually was weaned on it, so he really knows his stuff. We're in the final category, the best sweet treat, and we want to welcome back Anthony White. What have you brought us, Anthony?
Hello, hello, thank you. What I have brought you here is our cookies and cream crepe. Everything special on it. Everything is made from scratch, mainly. Our homemade sweet cream cheese is in there. Our batter is all from scratch. I mean, it takes about 75 eggs or so to crack, and a whole bunch of other goodies.
Get cracking.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, let's just think about when we cook in our kitchen, you know, one or two eggs, yeah, 75
doesn't
eggs.
Look like this.
And you know, it's interesting because you say, well, you just scale up. You don't just scale up. Oftentimes, recipes don't turn out by just scaling up,
true,
right?
Very
multiplying,
true.
And that takes a lot of experimentation.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir,
continue on. What else is in this?
Oh, so in there,
Oreos.
Yeah, definitely got the good Oreos in there. Oreo cookie crumble or whatnot, you know, to top it off. You can't have cookies and cream without the good Oreos.
Wow.
Then we got our good whipped cream and chocolate sauce drizzled all over.
And it's the same sweet cream we
dipped
our beignets in.
Yes, sir. It is. Yes,
awesome.
Sir. It is.
And is this the beignet batter? Is this what I mean? The pastry itself.
Oh, no, that's wow. So this is separate from the beignet dough. This is totally separate. This is their crepe batter. It's made crepe different. It's more like a pancake batter or whatnot,
oh,
you
is.
Know,
mm-hmm.
with more specialty in it.
Mm. Is there any sugar in this at all?
just a little bit.
After the first bite, I'm like,
well,
wow.
They're Captain Obvious there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it definitely
how big is
a,
that crepe before you fold that thing up?
Man, about 16 inches wide.
Holy smokes.
Yes, sir.
That is big.
Yeah, now we
you're
get
definitely
fold,
your money's
it
worth out of this.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. We try to keep our prices low and our in a good portion or whatnot. You know, we definitely want to satisfy the customers. We want to make sure you feel like you got, you know, what you paid for or whatnot.
What does this cost?
This right here, I think, is $12 or $13.
Yeah? Oh. Yeah,
but it feeds four people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Not today, it doesn't.
Well, if your family member's not Pat Kerrigan,
mm-hmm.
it'll be four people. But thanks for your generosity. You've also brought us something that's not in the competition, but something you wanted
sir.
To share.
Yes, sir. So what I brought you here is our strawberry cheesecake crepe. It's pretty famous. It's definitely one of our top contenders. We cut all our fruit fresh.
I'll take this one, Pat.
Yeah, that looks nice. Very nice.
We have the same cream cheese and whatnot, homemade sweet cream cheese in the middle. And then we definitely have some graham cracker crumble on there.
Ooh.
And, with the whipped cream and the
it's
strawberry.
It's very beautiful.
Like that.
And it looks good on your pants.
Now, where did you learn how to make these crepes? Because they're perfectly light. I mean, nice color on them.
Well, how should I say this? A lot of research.
Sure.
A lot of videos.
You're too skinny to have done a lot of research. Yeah. Now. Come on.
Yeah, no, well, you know, a lot of taste testers. You know?
Okay. Thanks a lot. You looked at me.
No. Well, I did have someone originally kind of show me or whatnot how to do it, but I definitely had to put some different ingredients and switch it up a little bit, you know, put my specialty on it.
Well, you are clearly paying attention, and it's a delicious entry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, I appreciate
that. It's not just for fried Snicker bars anymore, is it? Fair food is really evolving.
Yeah, we're trying to change the game.
If you don't want a waffle, then there's always the crepe. And if you don't want the crepe, there's also the beignet.
Correct.
So you've got all the bases covered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We also have some food items also. So not just so we have a chicken parmesan crepe, which I invented. Pepperoni pizza.
What?
Yeah.
The savory crepe.
Chicken pesto, ham and cheese.
So savory, not just dessert, not just sweet ones, too.
Swiss. Yeah, a whole bunch of good stuff. Yeah, okay. We have stuff for vegetarians also. We're working on the vegan. It's kind of hard, though. But
I do vegan at fair, I would think. You know, especially with the oil involved.
Yeah.
I think he's gunning for a job in radio.
Bring it.
It is the cookies and cream crepe. Anthony White from
Delicious.
Waffles, Crepes, and Beignet. Crepe with homemade cream cheese, powdered sugar, Oreo chunks, whipped cream, and chocolate sauce.
Yes,
we're back after this.
Stars.
More Foodie Frenzy following these messages. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The 2020 Nissan Rogue has tech that helps protect you from threats in every direction. Whether it's this bike on your left, this truck on your right, or using rear cross traffic alert to help you see this convertible behind you, whose driver doesn't see you backing up because he's retracting his roof. Fancy. This is protection in a world of distraction. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Dramatization, do not attempt. Rear cross traffic alert may not detect all vehicles. See owner's manual for safety information.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Viljoen. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Sonoma County's News Talk KSRO, on air.
Glad to have you with us this morning. I'm Pat Kerrigan.
Online.
This is KSRO 310 on your Wednesday drive.
On the TuneIn radio app and on your smart speaker.
Welcome to KSRO.
And when you're in the car, don't forget to check out KSRO in crystal clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and 94.5 in Petaluma. Everywhere you go, FM News Talk Radio, KSRO. With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Some clouds coming in tomorrow, but today sunny at 88, 70 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 54. It's inland and down the shores. A few clouds for Sunday at 82, 66 in Bodega Bay. More of the same for Monday at 84 in Santa Rosa, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
As the feasting continues at the Sonoma County Fair, Steve Garner, along with our other judges, is the Good Food Hour expanded version, and I mean expanded.
I just have one thing to say, and that is holy Watusi Batman, because every time I think that something miraculous our way comes,
something else
miraculous.
I want to welcome Willie
Mattis
from W&R Cinnamon Rolls. And what have you brought us? What have you done?
So today we've got the maple bacon cinnamon bomb, also known as the bacon bomb. So what it is it's our original hand-rolled, made from scratch cinnamon roll. It's slathered with cream cheese frosting, pecans, bacon, and then maple syrup.
Bacon. Did you say bacon? Because there's a lot of bacon on this bomb.
Bacon.
You didn't skimp on it. No skimping on the bacon. So tell us the history of your company while we're eating.
So we're 42 years in business, family owned and operated mobile cinnamon roll bakery. That's all we do. We've been through two generations. My wife and I, a couple of brothers and sister-in-laws, run three separate units at fairs and special events throughout the state of California and a couple out of state, Arizona, Nevada, if we get over there. And this is what we've figured out that we do. This is our niche. We're a mobile bakery, so everything rolls down the highway. We hit fairs and special events from San Diego County all the way up to, I believe, Yolo County is the furthest north that we go in the state.
How does the family stay together in that small of a space for that many months?
Well, so the thing is that we don't generally operate in the same place at the same time. So today, for example, we've got a unit open at the Ventura County Fair. We've got a unit open down at the Orange County Fair in Costa Mesa, and also represent Country Fair Cinnamon Rolls here at the Sonoma County Fair.
Yeah, wait. We're going to talk about Sonoma County Fair. All those other fairs can buy their own time. Come on now.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had a lot of cinnamon rolls in my life, a lot of good ones, too. Never topped with a whole majestic portion of bacon, and it goes really well together.
Super, super compliment.
It really does. I love the chopped bacon. The chopped bacon, you guys rendered it down just great. It's not overly sweet. Some of those cream cheese sauces on top can be too sweet.
No, it's just a recipe that we've manipulated over the years. We make everything from scratch right there in the booth all day, every day. And everything in it, the sweet, the cream cheese frosting, the pecans add texture, the bacon adds another texture. You've got sweet and savory all in one thing, and it's... Definitely. It's a pretty amazing balance. If it wasn't perfect, I don't think we would be playing with it.
Of all the years you've been doing this, what is the most unique thing people have asked you to put together with a cinnamon roll?
Together with?
Good question, TJ.
Okay, so historically, I think this isn't off the wall, but cinnamon rolls are often made with raisins, and we just have... skipped that whole
raisin
that
aversion.
Whole part.
Yeah,
it's just one more thing. It's mushy. It's got a weird texture to me. I mean, raisins are great, but that's probably the most requested thing that we don't do. But I think the masses are pretty happy with what we're putting out.
Well, what you do is pretty good. So hey,
well here's the key. Most cinnamon buns I don't care for because they're tooth-achingly sweet. And that's all you get is almost that your teeth hurt. Okay, you're nodding your head too, so you know the type of other cinnamon buns. There's some big outfits out there.
Right.
And I've stayed clear of them, to tell you the truth. But this one, you knew when to back off. And you, as you said, you balanced all the flavors. So you're just not a sugar rush. There's more than that.
Well, we start out with a foundation of just a really good, wholesome bread flour. So it's a risen yeast bread
product,
yeah, as opposed to like a pastry, or it's actually a patented blend of flour, so we have it custom milled for us, so that while we're out here serving hundreds of thousands of people throughout the year, we don't have the opportunity to mess up the ratios or to mess up the recipe. We have it custom milled and blended for us, so that the product is just consistent day to day.
You can't make a mistake. Yeah.
And there's maple syrup, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not Mrs. Butterworth's.
Nope. That's good stuff.
Is there a special cinnamon blend in here, too? I mean, there's a cinnamon. The cinnamon's just a touch, spicy, but then all of a sudden it's so fragrant.
It's just cinnamon. You know, there's only a couple of varieties in the world. Mm-hmm. This is the good stuff. And then same company that mills our flour for us, they also blend our cinnamon sugar. So the ratio of cinnamon and sugar is also exact every single time.
Willie Mattis from WNR Cinnamon Rolls debuting, rolling out his maple bacon bomb.
Yeah.
This is the bomb. Thanks.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Back after this as we come into the home stretch.
Oh, not this one. This is the one that has frightened the life out of me for the last 10 days.
It's what the world has been waiting for. You'll hear about it first as we come back. Live, the Good Food Hour, our expanded two-hour version, the first ever foodie frenzy tasting, and we'll end on who knows.
It might end for all of us.
It might end. Well, we won't keep you in suspense. We all will be revealed in 120 seconds. This is KSRO.
Thank you.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Are you so done with dieting each and every year? Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Santa Rosa Tuesday, August 13th.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I have lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Tuesday, August 13th at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Come find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. Seating is limited, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
It all started with the original American Queen vessel, and now American Queen steamboats cruise the waterways of America. The historic Mississippi, Ohio, Columbia, and Snake Rivers are all beautiful and historic waterways. Travel New Orleans to Memphis. Learn Southern history with stops like Nottoway Plantation, one of the largest antebellum homes in the South, St. Francisville, Natchez, and the battlefields of Vicksburg. Imagine Mark Twain's Mississippi paddle wheel boats on the outside, modern and beautifully appointed on the inside. Experience theme cruises, Music City, Big Band, Kentucky Derby, and Civil War, or the bourbon tasting cruise on the Ohio River. What about a Christmas market cruise? From 83 to 220 staterooms, all meals, entertainment, and shore excursions are included. Get up to $2,500 off per stateroom for the 2019 Christmas markets. Work with the travel professionals at TravelWise for the best deals and seamless planning. Email ksro at travelwise.net or call 707-935-WISE with a Z.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Gunsmoke, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon.
Well, it's what my 9-year-old grandson wants for his 10th birthday. And you can't go wrong. If you could see this, you would...
Well, let's try to describe it if we can.
I can't.
This is the cotton candy burrito.
If you're just joining us, it's KSRO. It's the Good Food Hour. And it's our first ever foodie fight. The 12 best new foods at the Sonoma County Fair are being evaluated and tasted, and we've saved this one. It's what the whole world has been waiting for. It's the cotton candy burrito, and Johnny Mesmer is with us. Think of Johnny Versace, the great designer. Well, you're a great designer in the world of pastries, obviously, and this is from MKM Concessions. I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a cotton candy burrito. You know, fairs always try to have the new fun food, and there's always a spin on something. And, you know, I heard they're doing this food contest, and, I'm up late at night looking at videos and thinking of ideas.
Whoa. It's the family show here?
Yeah, and so I thought, you know what? I'll try to do a cotton candy burrito.
You know, Gianna, you said the best line, I'm up late at night.
Yeah, I can't sleep.
All right, I'm picking it up with my hands. I'll probably never be able to let it back down, but wow. I'm taking a bite right now.
This looks like Fred Flintstone, Ben and Jerry's, and Charlotte's Web had a love child. I mean, it is pink, blue, vanilla-colored, rainbow-colored. It is everything. It represents it all.
Yeah. And so I was doing a test run at my house, and I actually made it, and my kids tried it, and it actually tasted so good. That's when I said, yeah, I have to do it. I think it tasted really good.
And I see the ice cream right in it. Sorry, Taylor. And yet it still surprises me when I bite into it after the cotton candy.
Yeah.
Well, you can definitely see a picture of this at Sonoma County Fair, or hashtag Sonoma County Fair 19. They're going to definitely post that.
You mean like this?
What's in it?
Exactly. That's a great picture.
So it's two different kinds of cotton candy layered.
Yep.
And then we put Fruity Pebbles down. Which not only adds texture, but it's kind of a shield for the ice cream. And then we put ice cream down. We put some sprinkles, candy sprinkles, and then wrap it up like a burrito.
And, you know, strangely enough...
Who is this madman?
I don't know how you make this cotton candy, but it's not that sticky.
No.
I mean, you can pick it up and put it back down. Not that anyone would want to put it down.
So what is your background, Johnny? Is it in molecular gastronomy or what?
Well, coincidentally, this is our 20-year anniversary, and... my brother started his business 20 years ago just doing simple kettle corn, and I took it over in 2005 when he passed away, and I've just grown it and expanded it, and every year I try to do something new, and now we've got like 8 different flavors of kettle corn and different cotton candies and different lemonades, and now the cotton candy burrito.
How many drugs and different kinds of drugs were involved in the creation of this?
I don't know. I want to go to his parties.
Burrito.
I tell you, it
I think
must
a
be
lot
incredible.
Of sugar.
Wow! I'm telling you, you're going to have to peel me off the roof of the tent in about 10 minutes. Wow!
Is there anything I should know about your lemonade?
Well, this is actually our new lemonade for the year too. This is our mint julep lemonade.
It's good.
So it's refreshing. It's not just a standard
And I
lemonade.
Brought my flask of bourbon today.
There you go.
Which works so well. I always come
are,
to the broadcast.
Are you sure it's still full?
That's
I mean, come on. Did you start into it already?
Very good mint lemonade.
Wow, mint
Perfect.
Julep yeah. lemonade. Man.
I thought it was going to be too sweet. I really thought this burrito was
yeah.
going to be too
You but mean the, it's not
yeah,
too
I was
sweet
say the
for
same
you?
Thing.
Okay.
Well, I thought it would be overpoweringly sweet.
And you don't have a real sweet tooth
and
either.
I don't. My son would love it. I don't have a sweet tooth, but I really do like the fact there's that ice cream that cleans it up. Then you mm-hmm. have the cotton candy and the texture with the fruity pebbles. Is it fruity pebbles?
Mm-hmm.
Type of, oh, it is. That's
of
really
course.
Good.
Nice
of course it is, TJ.
Yeah, that's well done.
And Taylor, what do you think of this? Because you're the one that probably has the most experience in eating fair food of all of us.
I was cautiously optimistic when I bit into it, but mm-hmm. I like it. It's I think I could do 2 bites, 3 bites, and then you share it and pass it on to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy it's to me amazing. How there's 4 or 5 sweet things in there, but the sweetest thing or the most All strong right. flavor to me is the fruity pebble.
Mm-hmm.
I taste that stronger than everything else, but it's good.
This is definitely one of those items you buy for your grandkids and then send them home.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
That's
right.
absolutely the case.
And probably the most photographed, not that we're judging on how many pictures we took, but I think of everyone taking pictures, this was number
one. You got about $350,000 of free advertising in the last 10 days from us. So, yeah. Wow, it's
next
it's
year we
do
a cotton candy taco.
There you go.
Wow.
Here it is, the cotton candy burrito, cotton candy, fruity pebbles, ice cream, and sprinkles all rolled up into a burrito. Johnny Messmer from MKM Concessions. God bless you and keep you.
Yes,
thanks, Johnny.
Indeed.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is magnificent. We'll come back.
Can't wait
We're doing
to see what you do next year.
They're doing the tallies right now. We're going to find out each of the winners in each of the categories, and then the total point tally. We will award the grand prize trophy, the first ever Willie Bird Food Frenzy Hall of Fame.
You know, you just named it the Frenzy. It wasn't the Frenzy at 11 a.m.
No.
Just saying. Since then, though, it's become the Food Frenzy.
Well said.
Yeah.
Steve Garner, along with Pat Kerrigan, TJ Lowe, and Taylor Thorne joining us on this very special expanded Good Food Hour. Back after this, it's KSRO.
the super chef, Douglas Keene.
Brought my way back into the kitchen, instead of realizing I didn't look that great in a suit, didn't want to wear a suit my entire life. So I found my way into the kitchen, kind of loved the addiction of the cooking and making people happy and making dinner.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market in Sonoma County. You'll enjoy exploring all they have to offer. This summer's market is exploding with all its local bounty. Berries and fruit, summer squash, onions, and vine-ripe tomatoes. Get your vegetable starts and advice from master gardeners at the Saturday market. When it comes to choosing meat, discover the quality of local beef, pork, lamb, and freshly made sausages. Award-winning vendors and artisans offering everything from baked goods, olive oil, fermented foods, spices, and chocolate to hand-painted silk pieces. Enjoy a fruit smoothie, breakfast, or lunch from the variety of food vendors. Santa Rosa's Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. In May, my team and I participated in the garden show at the Alameda County Fair. I'm proud to say that we won 5 out of the 8 awards, including Best of Show and Director's Choice for our landscape design, first place for color, and first place for horticultural excellence. That was awarded for the best plant material, of which we grew 90% in our Santa Rosa nursery. It included a water feature, dogwoods, a rare Japanese maple tree, local greenery and color. We invite you to the nursery, shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays, and visit our Landscape Design Center to plan your garden retreat.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
You could search endlessly looking for government benefits, or go to govbenefits.gov and discover government your way. Veterans benefits, Social Security, job training, loans. We help you find your government benefits fast, online, 24/7. Govbenefits.gov, one place to search for the information you need. Open the door to your benefit connection with govbenefits.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home, the animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
For the local news you need, depend on KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House.
Now, if you add this to the previous round of tariffs that the president put in place, anything coming in from China now has a tax put on it. American companies that are importing any products from China are going to pay more, because that's what the tariffs are. And for them to absorb the cost, they're either going to have to eat it or they're going to pass it down to American consumers.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Live from the Sonoma County Fair, it's the moment of truth. The awards for the best of the best. First up, the best bite and snack presented to, can we get a drum roll, please?
There you go. I'm sorry, I'm too full to drum roll.
Erica Quintero for the Chamango.
Oh, yes, indeed. Awesome. Congratulations.
Man, was that great. We all loved it, obviously. It was refreshing, beautiful.
Congratulations to you.
Is this the biggest award you've ever won?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Well, and congratulations to your daughter,
Jaden.
Are you proud of Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she just stole the show right there.
That was good. The best comment we've heard. There's your plaque.
Thank you. Congratulations,
and thank you for
to you. Yeah. That Chamango, that was really, really good.
Thank
very,
you.
Very different,
best
too.
Best bite and snack. Man, was that good. Wasn't that delicious?
It was amazing.
Okay, next is the best crazy creation.
Oh, man. What doesn't fall under that category?
This was a very competitive category, and it was just a few points separating all four of the competitors. Dilly Corn Dog, Creole Combo, Sausage Sandwich, Queso Fresco Bowl, and Captain Crunch Chicken Sandwich. The winner... I like to do that, to build suspense.
Yeah, is it working for you?
The Creole Combo Sausage Sandwich.
Oh, excellent. Where's Pierre?
Pierre Salomon, come forward.
Working
yeah,
the guy
that
at the fair.
Pretty thing, a very pretty thing.
Your sandwich rocked our world, I must say. And here is oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah, we'll clean that
no,
up.
We'll get that. Here is your plaque for Best Crazy Creation, the first annual. You earned it. It was magnificent.
A few words, Pierre.
Thank you very much, guys. And as 4 years ago, I was here standing in between you two, and I'm going to say it again. Thank you, and to the best station, and to the best of you two.
And that can go right next to your master's
yes.
and doctorate
yes.
On your wall.
And don't forget, Pierre is the, I mean, that's where you get a Caribbean pizza.
Yes, especially the good jerk chicken.
Got to get the jerk chicken on the belly. Pizza.
So now you can say you're a returning champion.
Yeah, yes.
All right,
Pierre,
thank you.
It might take me an hour or two to work up an appetite and get back there for a pizza, but I'll be there.
We'll be waiting for you.
Now, we have to ask Pierre to stick around, because we're now in the sweet category. Caribbean hot chocolate, cookies and cream crepe, maple bacon bomb, and cotton candy burrito. The best of the category once again goes to Pierre Salomon.
Oh! That was
Pierre.
Fortuitous, returning champion.
Wow. Now, remind our listeners what Pierre is winning for this time.
The wonderful Caribbean hot chocolate.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations
wow.
again.
Your
thank
first
you,
time
Mr. Steve.
Ever.
Really appreciate it.
This would be a great combo, wouldn't it?
It would.
They would go together beautifully.
You brought a great idea. Just put ice in it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well,
yes, it's a great idea for a day like today. Pierre, again, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Do we have... both of these. Look at this.
Beautiful.
A double winner.
Beautiful.
Make room on your wall.
Let me say, I am feeling just a tad bit sad for the candy, cotton candy burrito.
Well, there's still the grand champion, and when we come back from this very quick break, we'll see who amassed the most points for our grand champion plaque and trophy presentation. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Saturdays on KSRO are all about home.
Welcome into the KSRO Greenhouse. I'm Steve Garner.
On the house with us, the Carey Brothers.
Food. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
It's good to be here.
Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf.
And wine.
I'm Jeff Davis. On the Wine Road.
If there's one thing I can tell you about Grape Encounters, it's that we try to speak human.
Home, food, wine. Saturdays, 9 to 6 on KSRO.
Me to the fair, take me to the fair, don't know anywhere I would rather be. Let's go to the fair, we'll walk hand in hand through Tomorrowland, honey, you and me. I wanna see everything, do everything, while we're viewing it all. I'll buy the peanuts and popcorn.
All right, here we are at the Sonoma County Fair in the moment of truth, the first ever grand champion foodie fight. It's been a tough competition.
Boy, has it.
They have tallied all the points. It was very close. The winner of the grand champion, best of show, the cotton candy burrito.
Oh! Yes, we got some burrito love going. Wow, Johnny,
you did it.
Thank you, sir. I'm really excited.
Well, you're going to be excited when you see this incredible trophy. The Benedetti family is here. Look at this trophy.
It is. And tell us who's here.
My brother Ed Benedetti is here representing Willie Birds for my brother Willie, who's not here now, and myself, Riley Benedetti, the younger brother. And
he always points that out.
And I'm glad Gianni won.
Listen, we've been talking about this burrito, honest to God, for the last couple of weeks, and everybody is excited to learn that the grand champion is that one-of-a-kind cotton candy burrito.
Yes, it is. So I congratulate Gianni, man. Good going, boy.
You're going to have to take this across the nation now, pal. Come on, Gianni.
And the Willie Bird Trophy, it's a beauty.
And you know, it's interesting because as far as big fair food goes, this burrito is about the size of a Willie Bird turkey leg.
Oh, yes it is.
Don't you think?
No, it's not. Ours are way bigger. way bigger.
Oh, now you guys, just work this out amongst yourselves.
Well, thank God it's radio.
Yeah. You'll see all of this on Facebook, by the way. We've been taking some videos and some photos and things like that if you want to take a look at it. But congratulations, Gianni, and to the Benedettis, thank you for being here to present your trophy today.
Thank you. We're pretty glad to be here.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, we're still standing, and TJ and Taylor, we're still standing,
right?
We are. In a diabetic coma, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. The sugar's going to keep me going for about
high.
A month and a half.
We want to thank the Sonoma County Fair for arranging this with KSRO's Good Food Hour. Thank you, Pat Kerrigan, for co-hosting.
My pleasure, sir.
Taylor, great having you on the show. TJ Lowe, as
great
always.
To see you again.
And all of the participants and vendors, thank you for your creativity and your passion and your good taste. All these fair foods were just spectacular. We encourage our listeners to come to the fair and try these one-of-a-kinds. And thank you, Benedetti family.